Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on Minds.com, or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, Episode 798.
Today we hear from Scott, who asks,
what are your audio archival file types? Do you use a different archive master format for full production versus single reading? I tend to keep WAV format since it's uncompressed and I think pretty universally accepted. But then there's the size issue. Audio files aren't bad, but I keep thinking something like FLAC, but I get concerned about future compatibility. And then there's video. What are your video archival file types? Is there any universal, lossless, or uncompressed format that won't take up terabytes of hard drive space?
For my audio archives, anything that is ever going to get touched again, I keep in FLAC. And that includes anything that might need to be recompressed for future devices and file formats. I keep the current delivery format, and then I keep FLAC. I used to keep WAV, but there's just so much now that I recently, over the last couple of months, have gone through and converted everything to FLAC, and it freed up about 700 gigabytes.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. So that was well worth doing. And no, there won't be any future compatible issues with FLAC because it's open source, it's a well-established standard, and it's now fairly universally supported. You'll always be able to find something that can read it and transcribe to new lossless formats later on if better ones come in, or whatever. For video, I keep my original source footage in whatever format it came off the camera in. And then, where practical, in addition to my destination formats, I keep, you know, in whatever container, usually a MKV container or whatnot, I use JPEG 2000 and FFV1. Those are two of the six current high bit depth lossless formats that exist, but they're the only two that are open standards and that you don't have to have a commercial codec to encode or decode, which is important since commercial entities tend to have this nasty propensity to go bankrupt or to get bought up. So open archival formats is your best option. Like I said, JPEG 2000 and FFV1 for video. And as far as them not taking up terabytes of hard drive space, well, you're kind of screwed. But they do take up less than uncompressed, considerably less than uncompressed, and sometimes you can further compress them with some clever usage of BZIP or other file archiving software. But that's about the best you're going to be able to do. So as far as portability and whatnot, keeping really high bitrate MPEG-4s and whatnot around for the quick and dirty work is probably the best idea, and then you can just keep the lossless stuff on a backup drive that you're not accessing a lot if you want to have the option of moving fast and light while still having the security of a good backup. So that's what I got. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.